On Tuesday next week, Boulder County voters will go to the polls to select council members in Boulder, Lafayette, Longmont, and Louisville. There are also school board candidates to be selected and several ballot issues to decide. Ballots were mailed out on October 16th. We wanted to know how the return on ballots is looking so far, so we talked to Boulder County Clerk Hillary Hall.
I'm encouraged by the early returns because this is the first time we don't actually have a statewide issue on the ballot for the first time since 2009. And so there's not as big of a coordinated get out the vote campaign going. So the fact that we have these early returns at the same pace as elections when we did have a statewide coordinated get out the vote, I think is encouraging.
Hall says with 3 weeks of ballots already returned, she's optimistic.
We project to have a similar rate of return that we had in 2015. The pace we're at right now, we expect to have around 100,000 ballots, so that'll be a little less than 50% return. While not great out of total who's eligible, it's still for an off-year election, a pretty substantial amount of voters.
Clerk Hall says she didn't quite know what to expect this year because of the fatigue Americans expressed after the 2016 presidential election.
Yeah, you know, it was exhausting, I think, for everyone, just the amount of information focus and campaigning on it. So, you know, I was a little worried if we'd see some voter fatigue I'm encouraged that that hasn't. I'm happy to see that our community is still engaged in the democratic process.
Democrat Hall was elected Boulder County Clerk in 2000 and was instrumental in changing Boulder County's voting model.
In 2013 was when we made mail the delivery system for our ballots and then allowed choice on how you returned it on the back end. So you can still vote in person, you can still drop it off in person, or you can mail it in. But that has just really allowed people to get the ballot in their hands in the most convenient way possible.
Hall was clerk when President Bush was in office and then saw two terms of President Obama and now Donald Trump. She says there's a stark contrast in how voter commissions do their work after an election.
After the 2012 election, the Obama administration also had an election commission, and it's striking the difference between how they ran their commission, bipartisan commission, and this, the current one is being run. The other one that was created under the Obama administration was so open and transparent and followed public policy and processes to engage the public and keep people informed. And this other one is really not being run in the same manner. And it's disappointing because, you know, elections can always be improved. And we have some serious issues to discuss at the national level because it's going to take national, state, and local to make our elections as successful. And that's what does make them as successful as they are. You know, and especially security is an ever-evolving issue. And I'm glad it's getting the focus. My concern with the commission is that they're going to focus on ways to restrict voting as opposed to increase access under the guise of security.
This fall, the clerk's office has also released a new online interactive voter data tool. That means if you have a computer, you can look up the active voter registration counts in the county by party, gender, age range, municipality, and precinct.
We get a lot of questions about voter registration and people wondering about the demographics of our community. And so we created a tool where both the media, campaigns, and individuals in the community can do searches to figure out the information that they want. So if you're curious about what age groups, how many are registered in different age groups, you could do that type of search. Or you want to know how many people and what their political affiliation is in your particular precinct, being your neighborhood, you could also look up that information. And so it really puts the data in the hands of people to get the answers that they want in an easy way. It helps it be self-serve before we'd have to run searches ourselves and then look up the answers and then get back to people. And this way, you can figure out as many searches as you want and you have the self-service to be able to do it. We're still happy to help if you still have questions, but this way you can at least give it an attempt yourself. It's a pretty straightforward tool.
The data tool shows that in Boulder County, women outnumber men by 4,600 voters. And based on the last election, those between the age of 20 and 29 made up the biggest voting bloc.
We're also coming off of a presidential election year, and so we see quite a spike in that demographic. So if you were to run this in 2018 or even after this election, that's one of the things I'll track. I'll be curious to see if that number still holds true. And the reason for that is because we had so many young people engage and that will vote in a presidential. So it's kind of a four-year cycle where this is a spiked number. But that's one of the things that's going to be neat about the tool is we can track that information easily over time.
If you have yet to vote in next Tuesday's election, Hall says there are some important dates to keep in mind.
If you haven't received your ballot in the mail, you should contact us. And if you contact us by Monday, October 30th, we can still mail you a ballot. If you need a ballot after that, you have to come to one of our voter service centers. Voter service and polling centers open on Monday, and they're open from 8 to 6. If you want to vote, you can go vote there. You can go there and take your ballot with you if you need to think about anything. And all of that information is on our website at bouldercountyvotes.org.
There are drop-off ballot boxes in all Boulder County cities, and you can find out all the information you need to know about voting at bouldercounty.org. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.